Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
Someone in this studio's spouse is getting screwed over for Valentine's Day. I'll tell you right now, it's not mine.
Well, it's not mine because I won't be at home eating pizza singing Baby Shark.
So that leaves one person screwing over their spouse for Valentine's Day. Admit it.
Valentine's Day, one of my top artists of all time is coming to town to State Farm Arena. Georgia's very own.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter.
Okay, Mark is taking his wife to Alan Jackson for Valentine's Day, which would be super sweet if his wife loved country music. What does Gretchen think about country music?
She likes country music concerts because I have a good time.
That is not a good Valentine's Day.
Okay. Does she like country music at all?
Silence. Silence and silence is your answer.
It makes her happy to see me happy.
Oh, I want to punch you in
really?
The face right now.
I just,
seriously?
God.
Look, I cannot help that Alan Jackson is coming to town on Valentine's Day. That is the date on the calendar that he booked Atlanta. It is not my fault that that's where the tour date falls on Valentine's Day.
Okay, so Gretchen doesn't like country music. Does she even like Alan Jackson?
Okay. I have a really good time at his shows, so she has a good time because I'm having fun.
So this is a basic, this is a gift for yourself then, basically, right?
We will be together because what do y'all give me the most crap about because of my horrible schedule and I'm overbooked all the time and she just wants to spend more time together. And we will be spending time together at this concert.
Okay, so this is your wife. This is your bride. This is Valentine's Day.
Love of my life, my soulmate.
The time for you to be romantic. Mm-hmm. So you must be like dressing up and picking her up and driving her and doing all kinds of things for her.
She's driving.
You know what?
Why?
Just call
because
it a day.
She is happy
just
for me because
done.
We are going to have a good time.
All right, y'all join us for group therapy right now. Does Mark have to make it up to her? And how should he make it up to her? 404-263-0941. We need you now for group therapy. All right, Molly is going to start us off here. Molly in Powder Springs, welcome to group therapy.
Oh my gosh, Mark. I am so disappointed. I can't even get the words together to tell you how bad it is. You're taking the mother of your child, your adorable, beautiful wife, to a concert that she don't even like, and that's supposed to be her Valentine's Day? That's crazy. Not only do you have to give her a new date, you have to give her a new, like, whole weekend. You have to take her somewhere really hot because this is just such a letdown. You were like, the father that I thought everybody should be, and now I'm just so disappointed.
Molly's starting us off strong. Thank you for the call. All right, y'all, join us for group therapy. 404-263-0941.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Mark Owens here on Jen and Friends is screwing over his wife for Valentine's Day. What are you doing?
It's going to be a fun night, a great experience, as we head out to see...
She's gone country.
Alan Jackson.
Does she even like country music, Mark?
She likes that I like country music.
Okay, 404-263-0941. Does Mark have to make it up to her? And how? Trey in Douglasville. Talk right to Mark this morning for group therapy.
Oh, no.
Hey, so I'm actually here with one of my nanny kids, and she's 15, and we are in complete disagreement here. I personally don't think he needs to do anything. Valentine's Day is not only for the women. I don't understand why does he have to go out his way every year only. Like, it's okay for it to be about him sometimes. I don't see the issue. But she has a different opinion.
No, that's good. No. Okay, so pretty much
what he's pretty much saying is that, hey, I'm going to this concert and you can come with me.
That's exactly. Not
exactly.
I disagree. No.
Trey, you need to listen to your nanny kid right now because Curtis and I agree with her and not you. Thank you so much for the call.
I think Mark has been as selfish as a fat kid with a bag of lollipops. That's all
he's
I'm saying. You are selfish.
Kyra in Johns Creek, welcome to group therapy.
Absolutely not. It is not called Girlfriend Day or Wife Day. It's Valentine's Day. It's about love. And he's actually doing what you should be doing, which is love in action. He is taking action to be with the person he loves, and she's doing the same.
I am in shock right now.
I am shooketh.
What is going on? 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line, or you can call us at 404-263-0941.
This one coming in from the 404. Mark, you're being a total at symbol, dollar sign, dollar sign. You better treat her to an entire day of beauty treatments and shopping on your dime, not hers.
All right. Kara is calling from Sugar Hill. Hey, Kara, you're on with Jen and Friends.
Hey, good morning. No, I don't think he has to make it up to her. I agree. It's marriage. It's a compromise. Sometimes Valentine's Day can be about him. It's not always about her.
He planned this. Kara, he planned this date. He bought the tickets, and then he told her what they were doing for Valentine's Day, his favorite concert.
Well, what did they do last year?
What was last year? Books and Done?
A pair of therapeutic shoes?
Heather in Morrow, does he have to make it up to her?
No, he does not have to make it up to her. If she loves him and they got married for the reason of love, Valentine's Day isn't that big of a deal, and she will support him because she knows what he loves.
Okay, let's find out if Heather and Morrow is true. Joining us from Smyrna is Gretchen.
No.
Shut up.
Mark's wife is on the phone. Hey, Gretchen.
Oh, crap.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, beautiful.
I literally just texted her and said, are you listening to this?
I'm listening. You guys have the best callers, FYI.
Are you doing this to be nice because you are the sweetest wife ever?
You should have heard how happy he was when he found out that Alan Jackson was coming. Was it on Valentine's Day? Yes, it was.
All right, Gretchen, look, Curtis and I are on your side. We think he needs to make it up to you the rest of the weekend. You need to be spoiled, totally rotten, okay?
Well, I could get on board with that. And even though it's more geared towards Mark's interest, we will have a ball, and our anniversary is coming in like a month.
So he has
to make it up.
This is a smart wife. She's cashing in the chips.
Yeah, but
yes,
she's cashing them in for Valentine's Day.
Because you know what's going on the same weekend of our anniversary?
What?
NASCAR is going to be in town. Oh, so throwing it out there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.